For KAXC News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. A bill to ban local officials from signing non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, was blocked from moving out of a committee last week. BinPost reports House Republicans blocked the bill after business interest groups lobbied against it, arguing NDAs are a critical tool for economic development. The bill has bipartisan support, with authors from both parties, after residents in Farmington, Hermantown, Pine Island, and other cities organized in support of NDA bans. Critics of NDAs say the tools allow local officials to give unpopular projects a head start before opposition could form. Because the bill is stalled in a House committee, it may have a narrow path forward through the state Senate, with that body's companion bill passing through Senate committees. Another NDA bill, which is focused on data center projects, was introduced by Senator Grant Hochschild of Hermantown. That bill was laid over for possible inclusion in an omnibus bill Wednesday. Minnesotans looking at their homeowner and car insurance statements lately might feel a sense of dread as premiums spike. For low-income vehicle owners, consumer watchdogs highlight how painful the rising costs can be. Industry data show Minnesota has seen some of the fastest-growing premium hikes for both home and car insurance. Analysts say it's due in part to climate change producing heavier storm damage. Anna Odegaard with Minnesotans for Consumer Financial Protection says that makes it hard for low-income drivers to afford their monthly insurance bill.
There are socioeconomic factors like credit score, marital status, education level, and occupation often are a much bigger factor in how much you're charged for auto insurance than your driving record.
She says on average, Minnesotans with lower credit scores pay three times as much for car insurance as someone with excellent credit, even if they're both perfect drivers. Odegaard urges state lawmakers to take another look at a bill to establish the Minnesota Lifeline Insurance Program, a low-cost alternative for car owners who qualify. The Commerce Department would work with the industry on setting the rates. Opponents warn it could push rates higher for other drivers. The plan also creates three regions, with backers saying that's another way to make zip codes less of a deciding factor when insurance premiums are calculated. A premium charged in one region couldn't be more than 25% higher than that charged in another. Odegaard says this was crafted with input from the people most affected by expensive auto insurance, including older adults on fixed incomes.
So often an older Minnesotan their income decreases if their spouse passes away. And because they're suddenly in a different insurance class as a non-married person, they see their rates go up, but their income isn't keeping up.
Other bill supporters, like Mid-Minnesota Legal Aid, say unaffordable premiums contribute to more people driving without insurance. It cites estimates that there are nearly 360,000 uninsured licensed drivers in Minnesota. As for rising costs, the state saw car insurance rates spike by 58% in 2024 and by 20% last year. Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. Dozens of community members, including this KAXC reporter, lined Bemidji Avenue Thursday afternoon to say goodbye to a beloved patrol officer. Officer Chad Musaeus hung up his badge after more than 28 years of service, beginning and ending his law enforcement career with the Bemidji Police Department. He joined in 1998 as a patrol officer and served as a Paul Bunyan Drug Task Force agent for 4 years in the height of the meth manufacturing epidemic in northern Minnesota. Musaeus then worked for the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension for 13 years, where he worked on narcotics and homicide cases in the northern half of the state. He returned to the BPD in 2019 to work midday patrol. Several emergency vehicles escorted Officer Musaeus home from his last shift with their sirens blaring, with a special call-out in his honor issued on the scanner.
While his time working cases was the most rewarding, he tells us that his time in patrol, having a front row seat to the best show in town, was the most fulfilling. To call you officer seems inadequate. That title fit the uniform but never fit the impact. To call you a legend is more fitting, however you are extremely humble and would be the first person to say, I was just doing my job.
Musaeus and his partner Tyler own and operate Nature's Edge Greenhouse just south of Bemidji. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXC News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can learn more online at woodland.bank.